Okay, Chevra. Last time we learned, we spoke about the first component of Chatzitza d'Oraisa, which is the din of Rov. Remember, to be a Chatzitza min HaTorah, you need Rov. And we pointed out there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim, whether we judge the Seyar on its own, or do I assume that the Seyar, like the Rambam says, is Nechshav Bahadei HaGuf, and I calculate Rov based on the entire guf with the seyar. According to the Raivet and the Gaonim, I'd calculate Rov based on the seyar on its own. And we pointed out that the Ritva assumes that Rashi agrees with the Raivet and the Gaonim. What's interesting to note, however, is that Avni Nezer has a tremendous chiddush in the Tshuva and Siman Reis Samach Gimel, where the Avni Nezer says Bidas HaGaonim. And by the way, we noted that in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Hei, we paskin like the Gaonim, no? And we paskin like the Gaonim that the Seyar is Nidon La'atzmo. And we even pointed out a suffix in the Prisha to Feres L'Moshe. Maybe each Mukum of Seyar is Nidon on its own, right? Remember that? The Chumrah not using stick deodorant. So ready? Want to hear a tremendous Chumrah of the Avni Nezer? What? The Tiferes Moshe, the preacher's Masupik about the Tiferes Moshe sounded like you're passing that way. The Chacham Mazon sounds like you're passing that way. Many poskim are machmir for this. We wanted to say from Chacham Avad Yosef that maybe there's makom to be mekal because of the Svek Sveka. That maybe you hold like the Rambam, and even if you don't hold like the Rambam, maybe each makom of Seyar is Nechshav together with all the Makomos of Seyar. That's what we want to say as a Svek Sveka. But we pointed out in the Badei HaShulchan, he quotes on the Chochmas Adam that the Rambam isn't even Mitzdarev to a Svek Sveka. Right? Remember this? You have that in your notes? Okay, good. So Zot the Avni Nezer, Tshuva Simon, Reis Samach Gimel, that the Mishnayos in Ohalos speak about what is Mitame Ba'ohel. No? And the Mishnayos say that Basar HaAdam is Mitame Ba'ohel. But the Seyar of an Adam and the Shinayim of an Adam might not be Mitame Ba'ohel. No, the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Brachos that Rabbi Yochanan used to go and be Menachem Aveilim, and he would say, Dein Garma da Asira Abir, right? He would say, and the Aruch, I think, is quoted on the side of the Gemara, that he would carry a tooth of his, the tenth of his children. Listen to the level of tzar he went through. He lost 10 children, right? He lost 10 children. And he'd be Menachem Aveilim by saying, this is the tooth of my 10th child. And there's a huge discussion over there. The Einayim HaMishpat actually is very good on Brachos. Huge discussion in the Rishonim based on how you learn the Mishnah is in Ohalos. But it could be that teeth, like hair, are not necessarily Mitame Ba'ohel. It's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch also. I think in Reish Mem Tes, in Shin Mem Tes, and here it is, machlokes about whether the Seyar of a mace is Mitame Ba'ohel. No? It's a machlokes Tosis and the Rashba. I think Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Seyar is Mitame Ba'ohel, but then the Nekudas HaKesef on the side points out that the Tosis doesn't say like that. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Like in Hilchos Avelos, right at the beginning. But the fact is, Seyar and Shinayim are considered the same. Why are they considered the same? The answer is because they're not born with you. When you're born, you don't have hair in most cases, no? If you do have hair, they call you Esav. Most people are not born with hair. And most people are not born with teeth, correct? Think.
I think teeth more so.
Teeth, it's less likely to be born with teeth than it is with hair. That's what you're telling them? Okay. Even if you're born with hair, most often the hair falls off. No? It's not really hair. It's like, I don't know what. It's yucky. But the fact is, all little babies are ugly. This is just clogged, no? Anyone says, oh, such a pretty little baby, they're lying. But the fact is, Seyar and the Shinayim have the same status in Halacha in terms of Tumas Ohel. Memela, what should emerge is that if I'm going to assume that the Seyar is Nidon La'atmo, like the Gaonim, that we pass in like them, So then, it's not really the Seyar La'atmo, it's Seyar together with the Shinayim, no? And when I recognize, when I calculate Rove, I calculate Rove based on Seyar with Shinayim. And it says Reb Feivel Cohen in Sifkatan Ayin Dalid in the Tziyunim, it's not only the Seyar and the Shinayim, but the Tziporen, the nails are also the same, no? Nails are similar to hair in one way, but they're not really like teeth. They're similar to hair in the sense that's called gizomachlef, no? The definition of basar is that if I lop off a chunk of my flesh, a pound of flesh, as Shakespeare would say, you lop it off, so what happens? It ain't going to grow back, no? But you lop off your hair. I do that around once a month. I lop off my hair, no? And it grows back. I lop off my fingernails. They grow back. So it could be that the tziporen is dino kiseyar as well. Now, what this should lead us in the direction of is the following chumrah, says the Avnei Nezer lahalacha, that the Imre Yosha, the Meir Arik, did not agree with this Avnei Nezer. So like the Avnei Nezer lahalacha, since the Tiferes Lamosha is mesupik, that each makom of Seyar is nidon la'atzmai, certainly the Shinayim, which have the din of the Seyar, should be nidon la'atzmo. And if you have a woman who has dental work on most of the teeth in her mouth, it's going to be a chatzitza min hatayra. You get the chat? Now, one could have gone so far to take the Teferis Lamosha to its absurd conclusion and say, if I have a rove of a single tooth that's covered with dental work, which would basically any cap, no?
But that's not accurate.
What?
Not accurate.
Maybe. We'll have to discuss that. But it's Roy, so it's at least be a chatzitza midrabanan. Right? So if I take it to its absurd conclusion, so then what would emerge is if I have dental work, it's going to be a chatzitza. Because remember, Seyar is nidon la'ato, according to the Gaonim. That's how we paskin. Tiferes Moshe says each mukum of Seyar is on its own. If that's the case, so Shinayim, the same as Seyar, and I could argue that each Shein is on its own. Oh my gosh. And then I have a real chatzitza problem, albeit midrabanan, if I have dental work on a single tooth that covers both of the tooth. No? Now this would be what we call reductio ad absurdum. This would be, there are some, they say there's like a chassidish chumrah to marry a girl who never had dental work. My understanding is that there's a litvish chumrah to marry girls who have nice teeth. But
a brisker's
a
macho.
A brisker's a macho? Oh, okay, whatever. But, so what, you're going to marry a girl who Dafkin never had dental work? I don't know, I mean, it's probably, Rav Shechter always quotes from the Derech Pikudecha, that's hiddur mitzvah to marry a pretty woman, no?
Can you get your teeth pulled?
What? You can get teeth pulled also.
They say that Ribbitson, Lipsha, Feinstein had no teeth at the end of her life because she refused to have dental work because of the pizza. Rabbi Torsky told me that.
Okay.
What's the Rav Shechter thing?
What? Rav Shechter quotes in the Sarf Derech Pikudecha from the Dinever in the Bnei Yisachar that marrying a pretty woman is considered hiddur mitzvah. Right? Which is a very nice part. Although it's also objectifying. It's saying that your wife is a chafetz shel mitzvah, which can also be insulting. So, yeshlodon. But the what emerges from this whole shtickle Torah is there. It's not such a nutty chumrah, right, to say that if one tooth has a crown that covers a row of it, perhaps it's a problem if we put everything together. However, the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara notes that if you look in the Rambam there in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mikvais, the Machlokes Rambam Ravi Rambam Gaon that we mentioned last time, the Rambam only mentions Seyar. So be it as it may, you get an impression that it's not Huadin Siporen and Huadin Shinayim, because then the Rambam would have said that. The idea seems to be something to the effect of that the Gemara is trying to say Shi'urin is Halacha L'Mishim Misinai. Frankly, why is Halacha L'Mishim Misinai? Isn't Shi'urin? The Gemara says, excuse me, Chatzitin is Halacha L'Mishim Misinai. Frankly, why isn't Chatzitin the Din Da'iraisa? right? Rachat says kol besaroi b'mayim, etc. So zok the Gemara, yeah, there's a difference between the seyar and the guf. Right? That's what the Gemara says at the beginning of Erevin. Meaning to say, Seyar is more likely to have chatzitzas, especially at the time of the Gemara, they didn't have fillings. The issue of chatzitzas in Shinayim was unheard of at the time of the Gemara. Like, there might have been a chatzitza bein HaShinayim, right? Amse de Bei Rebbe was Tovelas and found a bone between her teeth. But chatzitza in the Shinayim, that was unheard of at the time of the Gemara. So they don't talk about Shinayim. The din is only for Seyar. I think that's what you have to say, something along these lines. Again, all the Achronim don't paskin like this Avni Nezer. Yeah, Barry?
Yeah, so that means the Rambam doesn't mention it because it's not Shaykh.
It didn't happen in their time.
So it could be that Rambam does think that it would apply to teeth, it's just not
maybe,
the case that it would apply.
Maybe, Yesh Ladon. I think it is a question that Avni Nezer's Raya from Tumas Ahalos that Shinayim is the same as Seyar has to be dealt with, and then Hu Hadin Reb Fivel Kohen Ta'ara that Tzipurin should be the same thing. Yesh Ladon. But Lamais, I think the Achronim don't hold this Avni Nezer.
The whole discussion, they don't hold it.
Right. We assume that the din is a din on Seyar and only Seyar. That's right. Yeah.
So, post game, who are Nekalan nail polish women?
And we'll have to talk about nail polish separately. That might be a cheshman of kosher, lonoi, eno chotzes, etc. We'll talk about that. We will definitely talk about that.
Okay.
Yes. Next. So ad kan the discussion of what's considered rov. Then there's a discussion also about what is considered makpid. No, the Beis Yosef raises a question: is the din of makpid a din on the individual woman? Is it what we would call subjektivi? Or is it not based on the individual woman? Is it based on rove? That rove people who are makbid creates a problem. If rove people are not makbid, it's not a problem. Is it totally bidida or bida alma? That's a suffix that the Beis Yosef raises. And Zuck the Beis Yosef, he thinks this issue is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. No? The Rambam tells us about a seyar. The Gemara says it's seyar echad that is kashur as a chatzitza. The Rambam and the Rashba have a machlokes about what is the tziur of that case. When I speak about one hair tied, that's a chatzitza. The Rambam sounds like the case is that one hair and one hair only is tied onto itself, and the chatzitza is because she's makpedes. There's only one hair on her head that is tied. But that's a chatzitza because she's makpedes. Zach the Beis Yosef, come on. You think women really care if only a single hair? What, this is like the princess on top of, you know, the 1,000 mattresses of 1p? What, you care one hair is tied? Right? It's unlikely that people really care about that. Nonetheless, the Rambam says it. You see from the Rambam, it's subjectivity. It's a din bidida. But the Rashba gives us that the tzir of the case of Seyar Echad Chotzetzes, the case is that she has her entire head and each hair is tied onto itself. And that's an oifen that Rov Nashim would be Makpidos. So now, according to the Rambam, it's a Din Bedida. According to the Rashba, it's Toloi Bida Alma. Ad kan Divrei HaBeis Yosef. Comes along the Bach, and the Bach says he doesn't think there's any machlokes whatsoever. That the Rashba says we even follow Bida Alma. Meaning to say, Avada, if the Isha herself is Makpedes, does Hesta Chatzitza. The Rashba is adding something that the Rambam doesn't have, which is that even if she's not makpedes, but if rov nashim are makpidos, that would also be a chatzitza. That's what the Bach says. That there's really no machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Comes along the Sidrei Tahara, and the Sidrei Tahara points out that it's a nice idea, Bach, but it's befeirish against a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Mikvaos, in Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah tells us that there are certain things that are not a chatzitza. The things that are not a chatzitza, the Mishnah says, is the Beis HaShechi and Beis HaSasarim Be'ish. Men don't really care about their underarms, whether they are clean or not, whether all the hair is tied together or not tied together. The Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaSasarim Be'ish, you don't care about. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha koha makbidol av chotzeitz she'eino makbidol av eino chotzeitz. Rabbi Eliezer seems to be disagreeing with the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's subjective, meaning to say that the Chachamim are saying, and this is the way the Sidrei Tahara understands the Mishnah in Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, the Chachamim are saying, you know what, it's not subjective. It's men don't care. Roiv men don't care. You have some guy, Yechveis, I don't know, he's some sort of dancer. He cares about the way his underarm looks, as I'm a shugana. You know what? Forget about him, right? We follow Rove. And the Rashba quotes this Mishnah in the Torah Habayis. And the Rashba says that you see from here that it's clear that you do not follow the individual, you follow the Rove. So the Sidrei Tahara points out, first of all, it's against the Rashba alone, right? The Bach, you want to say that the Rashba agrees to the Rambam? No such Rashba, right? The Rashba says Beferish Vakeret. Second of all, there's a Mishnah that's Beferish against this understanding. Because if it's a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, we l'chaora follow the Chachamim, that means that we're saying that Beis HaShechi Shebe'ish is never a Chatzitza. Why not? Because Rov Anashim do not care about their underarms. Ad kan Divrei HaSidrei Tahara. Now the Sidrei Tahara uses this as well to deal with another issue within the Rambam. You see, the Beis Yosef tells us that according to the Rambam, chatzitza is subjective, right? Remember that, Beis Yosef, b'shem the Rambam? Shaila. Is the Rambam saying that chatzitza is subjective only lahachmir? Or would the Rambam even say it lahakel? Meaning, the case of the Rambam is that you have a person that has one hair, a single hair that's tied together, and this is like the princess and the pea. This person is mamish makbid. Rambam says it's chatzitza, lahachmir. But what about lahakel? What about when? What about most people would be makbid, but you're the type of person, eh, who cares? Fashion, eh. Right? Eh! Right? You're one of these people. Mamish mistapik b'muat ahelagi yidana. Right? Would the Rambam say that it's subjective even lahakel? Zok the Beis Yosef? You know what? You know what? I'm not sure within the Rambam. Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure within the Rambam. Comes along the Sidrei Tahara. And as the expression goes, he jumps up and down. And the Sidrei Tahara, this is Sifkat and Hay in the Sidrei Tahara. Sidrei Tahara says, one second, you're not sure within the Rambam. What about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Beferish, that according to the Tanakhama, we follow Rove. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's subjective. And we don't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rambam doesn't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, says the Sidrei Tahara, the entire suffix in the Beis Yosef, I don't know what it's talking about. It's against a Mishnah, Mikvah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Yeah.
The whole Mishnah against the Rambam?
The whole Mishnah is, again, we pass like the Tanakhama against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that if I'm makbid, it's a chatzitza. If I'm not makbid, I'm not a chatzitza. That's the fair shot the Rambam says. It's totally subjective. But we don't pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. We pass like the Tanakhama. Right? And the Rambam in, Man passes like the Tanakhama in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit of Mikvayis. Yeah. The Beis Yosei, the Rambam says in the case of Seyar, that personal hakbad is a problem. Lahachmir.
Doesn't that
go into Maybe. Maybe not. We'll have to. Yes. The Pashtus is the whole Rambam is against the Mishnah. Okay, good. So what's the answer? Now, the Sidrei Tahara. I don't know if I, Let me say it like this. The Sinchei Tahara brings up that the Mishnah seems to be against the suffix of the Beis Yosef within the Rambam. But what Josh is asking is that no, the Mishnah is against the whole entire Rambam. Because Rabbi Eliezer says that it's objective, but we don't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? So even the Chumrah of the Rambam is against the Mishnah. Right? That's your Ha'ara?
Yeah.
Great. Great Ha'ara. So this is the Sefer that I am going... This, by the way, was one of the best purchases I ever made. The Sfarim sale in the old days used to have, like, a section for books that they couldn't sell the previous year. So I got this book called Sharei Tevila by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern, who's the Rav of Ezra's Torah. It's a book all on chatzitzes. It's really, really good. He spoke to Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Yashiv about like 1,000 issues. But it's like it's not just like these books. I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, said Cain, low, right? It's like it's lumdis. He like really works with the sugyas. It's tremendous. The Sharei Tevila, it's in Simin Chavtes, H Kuf Chavtes. He points out that you have to know how to read a Mishnah. What the Mishnah basically is saying, according to the Rambam, is as follows. And the Tosas Yontiv points this out in on that Mishnah, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. There's one issue about Seyar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, meaning to say that the Tanakhama says that men are different than women, and Rabbi Eliezer says that men are the same as women by Seyar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva. Semicolon, period, stop the Mishnah. Kohakmarov Chotit, Shain Makmarov Inul Chotit is Lakuliyama. Everyone says that. Meaning the Rambam would read the Mishnah, and the Tosas Yontiv says this, Beferish in the Tosas Yontiv, Paraktes Mishnah Gimel, that there's one issue about Seir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva. Then there's another issue in Gansen. Do I assume that Chatzitzes are subjective or not? And the Rambam tells us that chatzitzes are subjective. Because that's how the Rambam read the Mishnah. That's what the that's what the Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern says, yeah.
If you assume that that statement is l'kulei alma, then what's the machlokas by...
So the machlokas by Seir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva is something along the lines of Al pi roiv, do I assume that you're makbid or you're not makbid? If I... we'll say something in 3 minutes. We'll say something in 3 minutes. In other words, wait. Yeah.
How's the
Sidri
Tara reading this Mishnah?
The Sidri Tara is reading the Mishnah saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, I say koshu makbid chotzeitz, koshu eino makbid eino chotzeitz. That's only Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim disagree. Memela, the Chachamim assuming it's not subjective, and therefore you have to paskin based on Al Pi Rov for all chatzitzes.
So
now, there might be stamas like a chumra that we throw in to be machmir, a chumra that we throw in that if I feel it's a chatzitza for me, it's going to be a problem. How does that stem with the Mishnah? I don't know. Your kasha, I don't know. Right? What Rabbi Chil Michel Stern is saying, the pshat in the Mishnah is that kosher who the Pshat and Mishnah, at least according to the Rambam, is that if I'm makbet, it's a chatzitza, I'm not makbet, it's not a chatzitza, the end of Mishnah is saying it's totally subjective, and you have to say that Seir Beis HaShechi and Beis HaSesar and Beis HaErva is a different din. What's the din? What's a different din? The Pshat might be something along these lines. And he continues. You see, let's read a Taz in Sif Katin Beis. There is a Taz over here that is really hard to understand. But before we do that, let's just say Halacha Lemaisa, the Tor, and the Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch say that Chatzitza is both objective and subjective. No? We have the Rashba, in other words, it's both based on Rov, that's why I call it objective. And it's also subjective based on the individual. If Rav people are Makbid, it's a Chatzitza. Even if Rav people are not makbid, if I myself am makbid, it's a chatzitza. And that's how we pass in Halacha Lemaisa. That's what emerges from Shulchan Aruch. Right? That it's both Rov and subjective. Both are true. But then we've got to learn the Taz. Yeah.
But that psak would work well with the city of Paras and Shen and Rama. That
The Sijatar is saying within the Rambam, even though when. And the Shulchan Aruch is that the Beis Yosef has a suffix within the Rambam. The Sijat Ha is just arguing that there's no room for a suffix.
But in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins. So he's machriya on one side in the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, yes.
So he's machriya like the Sijat
Ha. Lechora.
Right.
He's machriya like, yeah.
At the end of the day, right.
Both rove, and if it's a hakbada for the individual, it's a problem. Now, the Taz and Ice Beis says something that's really hard to understand. Im derech b'nei adam lahakbid. Right, that's the lashon of mechaber. Zot the Taz nira bir lashon zeh. Derech b'nei adam lahakbid al zeh. Af al pi she'in rov b'nei adam makbidin. Rak kitzason. Vizu ha'isha regila lahakbid gam kein al zeh. Bifo amim acherim. Rak she'achshav eina makpedas. He says that when the Shulchan Aruch says Derech Adam Lahakpid, that means that Roiv bin the Adam are not Makpid, only Kitsas bin the Adam are Makpid, and this woman is Makpedes ordinarily, or other times she's Makpid, but right now she's not Makpid, that's a Chatzitza. Oi, Afil Eina Makpedes b'shumpam, she's never Makpid, but Roiv people are Makpid. That's also a chatzitza. Right? Now, that second part I understand. If real people are makbid and she's not makbid, that's a chatzitza. But if mixas bin the adam makpidim and she's not makbid, that's not a chatzitza. If only some people are makbid and she's not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. Okay, so far, what the Taz seems to be saying is as follows. If you have some people who are makbid and this woman is makbid, it's a chatzitza. If you have rove people who are makbid and this woman is not makbid, it's a chatzitza. But if some people are makbid and she's not makbid, then it's not a chatzitza. That's the Taz Sifkat and Beis. But then I encounter the Taz Sifkat and Gimel, where the Taz Sifkat and Gimel asks, well, what's the, he quotes the Beis Yosef suffix. What about a shar b'nei adam are not makbid and she is makbid? I don't understand. How can the Taz and Sifkat and Gimel tell me that there's a suffix if Sha'ar b'nei adam are not makbid and she is makbid? Didn't he tell me in Sifkat and Beis that in that case for sure it's a chatzitza? You're shaking your head no.
Because this is in Sifkat and Gimel, he's talking about where she's the only woman in the world who's makbid.
But isn't that what subjective means? You're saying that Sifkat and Gimel is like a situation of butler daita, that there's a million people in the world and there's only one who's makbid, and that's the suffix in the Beis Yosef. First of all, I don't see that in the Lashon. Possibly, but I don't see that at all in the Lashon of the Taz or in the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. Right? I don't see that at all. So what's the pshat in this Taz? In other words, what we're bothered by is the following question. And again, Rabbi Chil Michel Stern deals with this in his Sefer. The Taz begins by saying, Roiv people are not makbid, she is makpedes, then it is a problem. Right? And then in Sifkat and Gimel he says, if Shar b'nei adam are not makbid, and she is makpedes, I have a suffix. What the heck? What's going on here? So the answer is, says Michil Michel Stern, that you have to know how to read a Taz. When the Taz uses the words that we don't have rov, what he means is as follows. If I have a clear rov, I know for sure what most people in the world do, that most people in the world are makbid, so the din is zikr, that we follow what most people do. Suffolk in the Beis Yosef, if most people in the world are not makbid, and she is makbid. That's a case when there's a clear rove. But then there are some cases where I don't have a clear rove. I don't know what rove is. Is most people makbid or most people not makbid? In that case, I ask the individual woman. In that case, it's totally bedidah, for sure. In other words, what he's trying to suggest within the Taz is that we follow the subjective issue with the woman in a case where it is pick 'em, you know, like the Super Bowl's coming up, they tell you now. So there's, like, it's a better, it's whatever. Betting is a terrible thing. It's like an addiction. It's really, very, really bad. There is a situation. But whose favorite to win, by the way? The Seahawks, the Patriots? Anyone know? I don't know. Miss Dumb and not the Patriots because they cheated. But the fact is, sometimes in football, you have no idea what I'm talking about. You guys are Gavaldic. Mash, no one knows about the Super Bowl here? Do you live under rocks?
I would presume the Seahawks are paid.
What?
I would presume the Seahawks are paid.
Okay, there you have it. Oh. Are you Canadians? Like, what's your head there?
Some of us are feigning ignorance.
Feigning ignorance? But what Michiel Michelstern is saying is like this, that if you have a Rove who's Makbid and she's not Makbid, you follow the Rove. If Rove is not Makbid and she is Makbid, that's a suffix in the Beis Yosef, in the, right? That's basically the issue with the Rambam. Whether we follow her subjective Hakpada against the Rove who's not Makbid. But in a situation where some people are Makbid, some people are not Makbid, I'm not sure which is which. So then for sure you follow her own Hakpada. The only time there's a question whether you follow her own Hakpada is if there's a clear rive. But if it's not a clear rive, so then in that situation you for sure follow her own Hakpada. That's what he suggests. Now, it seems like this. If you read the Beis Yosef, the notes on the bottom of my Shulchan Aruch, what? It's a legitimate source. Hey, if you read the notes on the... Not the notes that I wrote. The printed... If you read the printed notes on the bottom of the tour, so he points out as follows. We have this suffix in the Beis Yosef. What happens if she's Makpid and most people aren't? So they all point out, the Shach and Sivkat and Beis says that, look in the Darkei Moshe, the Darkei Moshe points out that the Mordechai is Machmir in that case, right? That's the Shach, Sivkat and Beis by us. He quotes the Darkei Moshe, the Lakamam b'simen zeh kasafti divrei ha-Mordechai shekasa behedya t'chotzeitz. And the Shach says, nireh, that he's referring to the Mordechai in Se'if Yud Dalad. Good? Nir is referring to Mordechai in Se'if Yud Dalad. Now, the Mordechai that's quoted in Se'if Yud Dalad, the Shach himself notes in Sifkat and Yud Tes, it's not clear where that Ramah quoting the Mordechai is going on. Let's go slowly. There are two cases. There's one case of Tit HaYovein and Tit HaYotzrim. It's like a type of mud, dirt, that's on the person. That's one case. Then there's another case, if tesvav, diyo, cholov, and devash, right, where we assume that if it's yavesh, it's a chatzitza, if it's lach, it's not a chatzitza. Okay, so case one is tit, case two is, let's call it devash. Devash, lach, not a chatzitza, yavesh is a chatzitza. Ramah adds, quoting the Mordechai, and this is the Mordechai that the Shach and Sifkat and Beis is referring to, Ramah adds, Im hi makpedes afilo bedover lach is chotetz. If she's makpedes, it's a chatzitza even if it's lach. Yesh la'ayin, though, is that Mordechai referring to the case of tit, or is it referring to the case of devash? And the Shach and Sifkat in Yutes really addresses this issue, no? Now, the footnote 11 on the bottom of the tour points out that, one second, these cases are very different. If we're talking about devash, that's lach. So, devash, that's lach. It's not the pshat that it's a pick'em, that half of the people are chayitz, it's half of the people are makbid, half aren't makbid. Devash, that's lach, came out, no one is makbid. And if the Mordechai is going on that case, so the Mordechai is saying, oh, even in the case when almost no one is Makbid, if you're Makbid, then it's a Chatzitza. But if it's going on the Tit case, says the footnote, Tit is the type of thing, it's a little bit of dirt on you. Some people care about it, other people don't care about it. What's the roiv? I don't know. There's no clear roiv in that case. If that's the situation, we're talking about a case where there's no clear roiv, so then, right, that could be the only time when we follow the subjective kepeda. What we're basically suggesting is as follows. The way the Sha'arei Tevila learns the Taz, that we follow the subjective kepeda when there is no clear roif. But when there is a clear roif, that's when there's a suffix, right? The Shach comes and he says about this suffix that we have, look in Sif Yudalad. But it's not clear whether Sif Yudalad is referring to the case where there is a clear roif that it's not makbid, and this individual is makbid, or if Yudalid is referring to a case where it's where there's no clear roif at all, and that's the case before the subjective chatzitza. That's the ha'ara that I wanted to make about hakpada. Now, let's continue this conversation. Right? Basically, what we have is we have the din of roif and we have the din of makbid. We pointed out the Mishnah in Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel that seems to be beferish against the subjective hakpada, unless you have the Tosis Yontiv who reads the Mishnah in a strange sort of scalpel way. Now, the Sefer Pri Tahara quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Kuntres LaTorah Ulahora'ah, you know, Rav Moshe's Kolal and MTJ used to put out little journals, and they quote Pesachim for Rav Moshe. So in LaTorah Ulahora'ah Volume 7, Rav Moshe Feinstein said as follows, that when we measure makbid, we talk about a woman, whether she's makbid on this chatzitza on an ordinary day. But we're not going to talk about when she goes to a wedding. Because when you go to a wedding, everybody is makbid to look as great as you possibly can. But on an ordinary day, when you go to work, that's the way we're magdir, that's the way we're magdir chatzitzas. That's what Rav Moshe says. The Mishmeres HaTahara, in note 10, and in my first book on page 276, they say the way we are magdir chatzitzas and makbid is based on how you dress when you go to a wedding. Now, the Mishmeres HaTahara says that he thinks this pshat is very mistaber, because this might be what the Zichron Yosef means. The Pischei Tshuva here in Sif Katan Aleph quotes on the Sefer Zichron Yosef that when we talk about makbid, the Lashon of the Mechaber is sometimes makbid on lifa'amim, occasionally. So that means, like the famous ring of the Ravid, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Chaf Gimel, is a woman makbid on her rings? Zuck the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, that since you take off the ring when you need dough, or you take off the ring when you cook, or when you bake, so in that situation, it is going to be a hakpada. But if you have something that you always wear and you never take it off, that's not a hakpada, no? I had a woman once who told me that she mamish never takes her studs out of her ears. Never. Why? I don't know. She just always leaves them there. What would you say? L'cha'ora, that's not a chatzitza, no? Well, it's not a chatzitza. Again, I had another woman who told me that she never takes off like a pendant. She has like a certain necklace that she always wears. Now that I think for sure is not chatzitza, because that's considered roughly. That's like water gets into it. That's in Sif Chaf Gimel.
Mrs. Bell might disagree with you on that.
But with the... Yeah.
I think she would let the woman go into the mikveh with a pendant?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I mean, someone from the neighborhood, I did. But I remember speaking to her about the pen. I thought it's really not a chatzitza. It's mamish roughly.
But who cares?
So, what?
So who cares?
But again, I'll tell you why you shouldn't go in with the pendant. Because maybe the pshat in the Ramon Sif Aleph that lechatzchila you shouldn't go to the mikvah even b'dvam she'enon chotzitzin means that we're gozer, not roughly. We're gozer roughly. That's what ain't roughly. There are two or three different mahalchim in that Ramah, right? Remember, when the Ramah says where it goes there, that you shouldn't go to mikvah dov, that's not chotzeit. So the Taz writes that even though we usually don't make zero l'gzeres, we chatzim make zero l'gzeres, which means like don't go with anything on body, ever. The Sidrei Tahara understands that the pashtus in this Ramah is that we just goes there roughly atah eino roughly. And if you look in the Makar HaDov and the Shari Dura, that's really what he says. Rav Shechter had his fancy mahalach based on the Chidushei HaMe'iri that kol Aver la'Aver is nidon la'atzmo according to the Ga'inim, so maybe rove of that Aver would be a problem. That's why we take everything off. That was the three mahalchim that we had in this Ramon Se'if Aleph. But be it as it may, the Ravid says that my ring is a chatzitza. Why? Because I take it off when I nidon. Zok the Zichron Yosef. That means that there are set times that you take off your ring whenever you need dough. Right? But, and, the Zichron Yosef adds, it could be, Hare im mikla la isa la lush kama pa'amim hayom o machar misi raso. Right? Let's say I need dough, right? Many times a single day. I like to knead the challah dough, right? Some song that my kids play all the time, makes me nuts. But the fact is, if you're going to knead dough many times each day, so it could be, yeah, I just took my ring off, I put it back on, but I'll take it off again. At any moment, I could knead dough, and then it would be a chatzitza. Avol, im eina makpedes, rak pam achas lizman meruba lo. But if it's a hakpada that you're going to take it off a very, very long time, that's not a hakpada. That's what the Zichron Yosef says. Now, it's unclear from the Zichron Yosef what he means. Does the Zichron Yosef mean that it's only a chatzitza if I could take it off at any moment? I could end up needing my chalado at any moment, so that's why it's a chatzitza? Or maybe what the Zichron Yosef means is that there's a distinction based on the amount of time. The Hemshach of the Zichron Yosef distinguishes between Zman Meruba and Zman Muat. Maybe it doesn't have to be something that I could do at any time. Moshe L'mahadavar Domeh, a filling. I can't take out my own filling. Why not? I don't know how. I need a dentist to do it, no? I can't do it myself. But it's something, it might not be Zman Meruba. Let's say it's a temporary filling. It might be a week that you have it. That's not Zman Meruba. Or, again, there is a whole discussion in the Achrayim, what's considered Zman Meruba in the Zichron Yosef. When the Zichron Yosef says, it's not a chatzitza for Zman Meruba, if you assume that the pshat in the Zichron Yosef is the amount of time, how much time makes it like it is Zman Meruba, not a chatzitza. Some say it means a week, right? That would be based on rules of Kesher Shel Kayama in Shabbos. Some say 6 months, also based on the Rabbeinu Yerucham by Kesher Shel Kayama in Shabbos. Some say it means 30 days, which is the more mainstream approach. If it means 30 days, well, we'll have to talk about next time we learn when we speak about temporary fillings, the Iyun, but does 30 days mean 30 days since I went to the mikvah? Or does 30 days mean 30 days that the filling was in? And you could, right, the Shari Tavila has an essay about that question. We'll speak about that next time we learn. But that's all based on the Hagdar of the Zichron Yosef as being based on time. However, there's another way of learning the Zichron Yosef, which is that the Zichron Yosef is saying something not based on time, but it's based on could it happen at any moment. Kneading dough could happen at any moment. Now, it could be I'll go months and months and months without kneading dough. But at any moment, I could knead dough. So therefore, it's a chatzitza. Is it based on that it could happen at any time? Or is it based on the amount of time that's between the two? Oh, wedding. Weddings could happen any time, no? Sometimes you go one day between weddings. Sometimes you could go 6 months between weddings, no? Or when between the opportunities when you get dressed up, well, like they say in Yiddish, Iberfar Bresetun Farputzt, right? How often does that happen, right? One could argue that since it could happen at any time, it would be a chatzitza. That's the way the Mishmeres HaTahara wants to take it. Next time we learn, we'll talk more about temporary fillings. You should really read the Igros Moshe in Siman Sad Yizayin. It's long, but it's very important. And each svara that he mentions, we have to weigh. These are shailas that come up all the time. But just to mention one last point within this ravid. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shachter told me that the Rav asked on the ravid, he doesn't understand. The ravid is saying that a ring is a chatzitza. Why? Because I take it off when I need to. Fishteich nisht, says the Rav. The reason why something is not a chatzitza, Rashi writes in Shabbos Nun Zayin and elsewhere, something is not a chatzitza because the pshat is its bottle to the guf. It becomes a chelak in my body, no? There ain't no chance that a ring is a chelak of your guf. That's not what rings are. So why does the Ravid have to come, frak the Rav, to say, oh, it is a chatzitza, because you take it off on occasion, specific times, right, when they need dough. Forget that. Say it's a chatzitza because the lomdus or something that's not a chatzitza is when it's bottle. And there ain't no chance that the ring is bottle to me. Even if I wear my ring for years on end, it's not a chiluk of my body. If you look in the new Balei HaNefesh of the Raven, in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, in Ha'ara Zayin, on page Kuf Tzadi Tes, where this din appears, he quotes a Tosis of Tuch. Tosis Reb Lozer Mituch, no? One of the Balei Tosis. Where's Tuch? I don't know. I think it's T-O-U-Q-U-E-S. It sounds like it's in France, no? Tuch, obviously, that's French. Right? Now, the Tosis Tuch says the reason why a ring is a chatzitza, because it's not shayach that could be bottled to your body. They are arguing on a very fundamental level about the lumdus of all of these chatzitza things, no? The Ravid is telling me that there's like some formal rules. To be a chatzitza has to be something I take off. And it's not just I take it off sometimes, it has to be that there's a set time I take it off, whenever I need dough. But according to the Tosis Tuch, the lumdus of chatzitza I think is much more simple. Chatzitza means anything that's not a chelak in my body. In that tshuva of Igros Moshe, he deals with these svaras. He deals with these svaras. Whether it becomes a chelak in my body, it doesn't become a chelak in my body. But Moshe has an interesting raya. He says, we paskin that miyut hamakbid is only chatzitza midrabona, no? If I'm makbid on it, that means I don't want it to become part of my body. So then shouldn't it be a chatzitza min haTorah going to the svara? Right? If the lomdus of chatzitza is based on whether it becomes a chelak in my body or not, so then why do we have rules of rov and miyut, makbir, eno makbir? Just say, is it a chelak of the body, not a chelak of the body? Certain things I could say, it becomes a part of my body, a little bit of dye I don't care about, becomes a chelak of my body. A ring can't be a chelak of my body, that's why the Tosis Tuch says. But if that's the case, we don't understand the halakha of miyut hamakbid, why it's the rabbanon. That's what Moshe's ha'ara. We'll try to discuss these details as we move on. Very exciting dinim over here, no? Not very exciting dinim. Next time we learn, I think what we'll try to do is we'll go through the dinim straight, but also focus on specific areas of the body. Meaning, what we'll try to do is give shiurim, like we'll talk about chatzitzas on fingernails, chatzitzas on hair, chatzitzas in the mouth, right? Beis HaSesarim has different rules of chatzitzas, anything else. But we probably have to be holding everywhere because lots of dinim come up from later in the siman that are relevant for what we're discussing, but hopefully, in the course of the next couple of weeks, we will really master these dinim, which, as we said, are taka important. Okay, yashar koach. Thank you for listening, and you should have a merry Sabbath and a Shavuot and Super Bowl, if you know what it is.